What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's head on out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we find the big boy, Mark Cabali. Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. You can check him out also on our YouTube broadcast. By the way, you can go to 937thefan.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel, I'll call it. Is it channel limits?
It is.
Yeah, it's a channel.
Yeah, the YouTube channel.
Yeah, the YouTube channel.
The YouTube page, you can
call
it.
The YouTube page. That's where you can find Cabali. You can also listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, big boy, you look great today. Tell us about the roster. Any surprises? Was there a move in particular that surprised you?
See, it's obviously, you probably talked about it. I mean, the roster's not 100% set right now, so it's hard to make a determination of the entire roster until, you know, later this week, maybe even later today when they fill out the practice squad and move some people around. But I think the biggest surprise to me would be putting Will Howard on the IR if that's what they choose to do, which has not been officially happened. I think that might not be that might be very short-sighted in the Steelers' minds. I think they really needed to, if possible, keep him as that third quarterback just to get him acclimated, get him ready for the season, get him ready for next year potentially. I don't think it will do him any good whatsoever missing a month, then trying to hop on that proverbial train there, Joe.
Well, how much, I ask this out of genuine curiosity, how much development can the third quarterback do anyway? Like, would he be the scout team guy? Or?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he would be. He would be able to take a handful of snaps, depending, I mean, on Aaron Rodgers. He's 41, right? Sometimes maybe he might not practice or anything like that. He'd be able to fill in there. But it's not that. It's just checking off boxes, you know? Hey, I go through a game week and here's the number three. I might have a very limited opportunity to be playing in this game, but there's always an opportunity. You put him on the IR and you do class work and film work and just stand there and watch. You never have that same feeling. I just don't know if Skylar Thompson is worth that squeeze right now. If you get to that point right now, I don't think it would be worth it. But especially after Mike Tomlin came out and pretty much gave Will Howard a clean bill of health, that's a little surprising to me. Other than that, not a ton. Maybe keeping Dante Kent. That didn't make any sense whatsoever, but I'm quite sure they'll flip him to the practice squad. They're just trying to find a way to get him on there. They'll bring guy back like Pierre or a Chuck Clark or somebody like that. believe.
Right. Well,
I mean, we know nothing about Dante Kent. Nothing. I mean, we've not seen anything about – we've seen nothing about him. And he's a seventh rounder. I don't know why they didn't think they could get him to the practice squad, but they didn't.
They don't have – I'm assuming, in fact – well, I don't know, so I'll just ask you. There would never, ever be any interest in Deontay Johnson, who got cut by the Browns, would there be?
I would not believe so. Plus, I don't think he's any good anymore, right? Yeah. That's a big
I just wanted to check and make sure of that. Receivers are moving.
Yeah, I think there's other options. I think there's other options than Deontay Johnson.
So do I. Adam Thielen returns to the Vikings, I see, in a trade with the Panthers. The Jags acquiring Tim Patrick. Valdez Scantling is reportedly on the Steelers' radar, and he has a history with Rodgers. So that one would make a lot of sense. What are you hearing? What's going to happen at receiver?
Well, it's hard to pin it down of what right now. We just know that they're looking, right? And I told you like maybe 2 weeks ago that this time frame after the cut down day this weekend, they're going to be really amping it up, trying to find somebody there. I would warn right now, don't expect anybody to knock your socks off. I think they do like what they have with Austin, Roman, Miller, those three guys, along with DK. But I think they just want to cover their rear ends, considering Roman has never really played in more than five snaps in the game. Calvin Austin still has that injury that could pop up right now. So even if they do get somebody like a Scantling, I think he's a Mike Williams type of guy, you know, a guy that will provide you depth, but is not going to be a game changer.
Well, here,
that's the point right now. I mean, you need to find somebody just in case somebody gets hurt. And Robert Woods turned out not to be that guy.
Well, here's my question on the receiver situation. I went through this earlier today, Mark. Everybody's talking about all these guys and the role they're going to play in the offense. Mount Washington, Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth, DK Metcalf. Wait till you see Roman Wilson. He's much better. Calvin Austin's coming back. Scotty Miller, all he does is make plays. Jaylen Warren out of the backfield. Caleb Johnson out of the backfield. Gainwell as a third. There's not room here for a number two receiver to get a ton of action anyway. So Valdez Scantling, if you look at his career, he doesn't make a lot of plays, but he makes big plays. He does big explosive plays. So wouldn't he actually be the right kind of guy where he may not play a ton, but he may be in certain packages, he may play against certain defenses. Wouldn't he be the perfect guy?
I don't know about perfect. I mean, I think he has a lot of drops under his.
I'm not saying a perfect player, but the right guy for this situation is what I mean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think he's just another piece. Like I said, I think Calvin Austin, you just described everything that Calvin Austin can do other than he does it at 5'9", and Scantling does it at, what, 6'2", to be honest with you. I think he does all that type of stuff. I just look at Scantling being a Mike Williams type of guy, a third down deep, spread the field in a different way than maybe the Calvin Austin. Calvin Austin spreads the field by using his quickness and his speed and his elusiveness. Scantling could be a guy that just, you know, out physicals you down the field. So I think what they, I think the whole mindset right now is they got five receivers. Skaronik's, he's okay. You don't want him in there a ton on offense. They just need to really protect themselves. And you're not going to find a star out on the free agent market right now. You're not trading for, you know, Jacoby Myers. It's just not going to happen. So you just have to really bring in a guy that you think fits in and could help you in certain situations, which they thought Mike Williams could do last year, and he didn't.
Fan hotline, well, they never used him either. He did catch a winning touchdown pass. Every time he'd make a play, and then the next thing you know, he's in a straitjacket on the sidelines watching the game.
Then he retired.
The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Sunny today and a high of Patrick Hornquist. Great weather for golf, for Bob to golf. He might be there right now. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. You need a spot to park for the Savannah Bananas games this weekend. A lot of people going. Try the garage at no. Are you going?
Yes, I am. Friday.
I was stunned. I opened the show with this today. I had no idea they were selling out major league ballparks and that both these games at PNC Park are sellouts.
5 minutes there, Joe. You have to win three different lotteries just to have a chance to buy a ticket.
So have you been following this? Do you like this?
The kids like it. So it's more of a kid type of thing. So like I said, you have to win two lotteries to get to a third lottery that they won't guarantee you. You can't even pick your seats, Joe. They assign you seats.
Limits over here is a baseball purist. He hates the Bananas.
I don't hate the Bananas, but I would not go if offered.
Wow. If you offered Limits a seat on Friday, he ain't going. What do you think of this,
Cabali? Well, if I was offered to go to the Pitt game, the Penn State game, the Bananas, I would go to the
football
game.
No, that isn't what you said. You said you were offered tickets to the Bananas. He's not going. What do you make of this, Cabali?
Joe, did you happen to see the prices on the secondary market of these tickets?
No.
They're bad.
They're like $40 a ticket, $40, $50 a ticket, no fees or anything like that. You're looking 5, 6, 7 times that on the open market right now on the secondary market.
Well, why don't you sell your seats then?
Yeah, I want to. And the kid says, no, I don't want to. I want to see the Bananas. I'm like, you know how much money I can make off of these?
I can't believe this phenomenon. Anyway, try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place is just steps away from PNC Park, a short walk to Acrisure, located along South Commons. Prepay, reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on ParkWiz. The best part is an easy exit in any direction after the event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Plus, they offer hassle-free mobile payment to avoid any lines or delays while exiting the garage. Nova Place offers parking of all kinds on the North Shore. Sports events, concerts, and more. We have the big boy for another segment.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.